God is good. I'll just praise him. That's right, all the time. He is good all the time. Bless the Lord. If you got your Bibles, turn with me into 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Now hold your place there. I'm going to go up the road again and come back and get you. Hallelujah. I want, with the Lord's help, and I've really been into this studying it. And don't worry, I know I've got 8 pages, but we'll probably get through 4 maybe. Running our Christian race. Bless the Lord. I want to say this before we get started. If we ever were nearing the coming of the Lord and the rapture of the church, it is now.
Amen.
It is now. Amen. If you're keeping up with the news at all, you can tell the signs are all around us. 8 major earthquakes in 5 days that shook the whole globe. My Lord, and all the other things that are going on. Jesus is saying, don't quit running. Don't quit running. You say, Brother Tommy, I'm aged. I've got afflictions. And my body's weak. It's not talking about your body. How many knows you could be sitting in your seat and even trying to go to sleep in your bed and you're running for the Lord? You're seeking Him. You're praising Him. How many ever say, I praise you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. And first thing you know, you're off to sleep. Every morning I wake up singing. Ain't it good to have a spiritual mind? Isn't it good to know that the Lord is with you? You have Him inside. You can feel that. You can feel that. Oh, Lord, the stirring. There's a wheel in the middle of the wheel, Ezekiel said. And thank God it turns and it spins. Oh, Jesus, hold your place. Jesus is coming. It's surely on our very doorstep.
Right.
The signs are all around us. It's time that we gird up our loins and be ready to leave out of here. Whew. I believe the Holy Ghost is astirring the bride, the church, crying, hasty, hasty, hurry and get ready. And if you are ready today, stay ready. Stay ready. Stay close to God. In this study of this lesson, God gave me, as I prayed, 8 things we must do to be ready when the Lord comes. Are you ready? The Bible bears out the fact that we as Christians serving God, Brother Ron, we must, number one, run the race. Number two, we must strive to enter. Number three, we are to fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
Number four, we must wrestle. We are, number five, to contend. We have to press. We are to hold fast. And finally, we are to endure. My Lord, my God, help us, Lord. Jesus, if we children of God were ever in a wrestling match, it is now. It's not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers of the air that is all around us. They want to hinder you, and they want to slow you up, and they want to stop you. If you lose the press in this hour, they will take you down.
Yes.
People that wrestle, I know in high school they got wrestling matches and stuff, and they get the strongest boys, you know, want to get in there and wrestle, and they spread out their mats, big thick mats, so they won't get hurt. But these boys are taught the special holds to get a hold of their opponent. There is special ways. Number one, they have to get them off on their feet.
Yeah, amen.
Gotta knock them down.
Amen. Right.
My opponent is there. He's got muscles just like I have, and he is out to take me down.
Right.
And I look at him, and I want to win. I want to tell you something. In every wrestling match, you're going to have a loser, and you're going to have a winner.
Yep. Right.
And the one that is the wisest, come on, and the one that's more determined than ever, and to know the right moves, he will win. So he comes against me, he gets a hold of me, and I've got to know the right attitude and the right way to break that hold that he's got on me, trip him and pull him down, and get on top of him and pin him.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's the flesh. I'm telling you, children, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against things you can't see. They're all around us. Powers. The principalities and the powers of the air, the rulers of the darkness of this age, the wicked spirits that are all around you. There's a battlefield, children, in the mind. There's a battlefield. The devil wants to take you down. He wants to pin you. He wants to hold you. My Lord, it binds you that you cannot praise God. Thank you, Lord. I battled the devil this week. I don't know if anybody in this church has battled the devil or not, but I beg God to help me. I have felt bad in my body this week. I've had mind battles. The word, Lord, where are you at? God, I need you. I need you. It seems like sometimes, you know, you feel bad in your body and it affects your mind. And when you're tired in your mind, it affects your spirit. And you say, Lord, I need a touch. Raise your little hand. Have you ever been there? Lord, I need a breakthrough. I told the Lord, I need a breakthrough, God. You give me the mind of the Lord. Woo! Holy Lord, and I got my breakthrough.
Yeah.
I'm telling you this, this ain't for the weak.
Amen.
This ain't for the lackadaisical, children. You're going to have to fight.
Fight, yes.
Holy God. 1 Timothy 6 and 12, Paul wrote Timothy, fight. Fight.
Fight.
The good fight. Of faith, lay hold on eternal life. Son, don't let it go. If you want to make it, you got to fight. Some of us in this house was fighters when we was in school. I never was. I'll tell you, I went to school with maybe just soon to drop a hat and fight as anything. I was never a fighter. And I tell you, when I got saved, I had to learn real fast to be a fighter.
Amen.
Lord, I ain't letting the devil take me out and take me down. Praise be to the Lord.
Come on.
Yes.
Now listen, if you think the Christian life is laid back, it's nonchalant, without much effort, and you can just coast along and make it to heaven, you better think again. We have to give it all that we got in this hour. Jesus' coming is so close, it's even on our doorstep. Many in this hour say they're a Christian, but they will be left behind when the Lord comes for His church to take His children out of here. We live in a lackadaisical church age where many have let their spiritual life slip. Oh God. People's commitments have been compromised with other things. The desire to pray and seek God in daily communion has evaporated from their soul. Enthusiasm is not there like it should be, or maybe it used to be. The desire to be in church, to worship the Lord and be in His presence is missing. The Bible goes days without being open. Y'all still with me? It's not being read with a hungry, seeking heart. It's just another book laid aside and forgotten. Where are the longing hearts? Woo, God. Where are the thirsty souls that desire to worship God in praise, thanksgiving, and song? How many here today, in spite of all of your problems, you still love the Lord Jesus, and you're determined to serve Him and hold on to Him? Is he your life? Is he your hope? Is he your reason to live? How many can raise your hand and say, I got him, and I'm going to hold on to him. This eternal life, I'm not letting go of it. Hold on to that which you have been given, and don't let it go.
Yes.
Holding on, holding on, holding on.
Yes.
I want to cling to, I told Jesus, I said, I want to cling to that old rugged cross, Lord, and stay near you.
Right.
Draw nigh. Draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you.
Right.
He'll do it. I like to hold on to that old cross till my knuckles turn white and say, devil, you can talk to me, you can lie to me, you can speak to me. I'm a holding on to the cross, and I ain't a letting go. Praise God.
Yes.
8 things you're going to have to fight, wrestle, contend, press. How many still in it?
Amen.
I'm running, Lord. I'm running.
Yes, that's the plan.
Are you running, sissy? You might look at me and say, well, you're not moving much. Hey, I'm running inside. Are you running inside, Linda? Why, yeah, she is. You're still here, ain't you? Because you keep her running.
Yes.
You're looking up.
Yes.
Praise God. Holy Lord. We're just about there.
Yes.
I want you to know today, to be a Christian and serve the Lord is a matter of life or death.
Right.
My God. Many are walking around spiritually dead in their heart to the things of God. The spirit of the world and the things of pleasure in it have filled the minds of millions.
Amen.
They're glued to the fashions and trends of this world and its entertainments. Don't get mad at me now. Don't hit the brake. Cell phones have replaced God's holy word. God. Social media has taken the place of fellowship with God's people in the house of the Lord. God's house has all been but forsaken. I'm afraid in our daily connections with flesh and blood, we've lost a touch with heaven. We no longer have and feel the witness of a Holy Ghost in our hearts, that we know that we're ready and longing for Jesus to come. Is he the love of your life here today?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
Hey, God. The desire for God is almost gone in our society. The fire has gone out and the souls of many are empty.
Yes.
Don't let it be you. Listen to me close. Jesus is coming for those that are ready, prayed up with oil in their vessel and their lamps burning. When he comes for his redeemed, blood-bought saints and the trumpet sounds, we will not go back with him if we don't have his spirit filling our hearts inside.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
How many wants to go to God's good heaven here today?
Amen.
Praise be to the Lord. Just give him a hand clap in the house. Woo! He's greater than Solomon. He's the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He's the bride of the morning star, the lily of the valley. He's the sweet rose of Sharon. He's the bread for the hungry soul. He's waters that will quench the thirst of your heart. He's that living fountain. He is that living one, praise God, that was dead. And behold, he's alive forevermore. The tomb could not hold him. He came out and he holds the keys of death and hell. How many's glad that he lives in your heart? I know him. He's my resurrection. He's my life. He's my reason that I live.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Holy God, in this lesson today, I want to endeavor with God's help to stir us all up to draw closer to God and be ready. You still got your place there?
Yes.
Charles, would you read that? Just read it loud and clear. Stand up and read it loud and clear. Verse 24 through 27.
For one that just came in, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24.
Yes.
Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run, that ye may attain. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body, and I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
Amen.
Praise God.
Jesus.
I think let's go deeper in this portion of Scripture.
Yes.
We're going to go into the Olympic Games.
Come on.
The Greek-Roman Olympic Games.
My gracious sakes.
Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? Everybody's running against one another. And only one's going to receive the prize. I like, and I underscored it here, so run. Run, Corinthian church. Run, saints of God, that you may obtain. Every man that striveth, look at the word that striveth, for the mastery is temperate in all things. They do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Can anybody tell me what is the Holy Ghost telling us through Paul that we are to be temperate in all things? It means that if we're going to serve the Lord, we must be in subjection to God.
Yes.
To be temperate, we must not allow ourselves to be ruled by impulses, our own emotions, our carnal desires. Don't be ruled by them. This world will pull on you, children. It'll pull on your flesh till you leave this world.
Oh, yeah.
We must maintain a spiritual mind. Paul said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. That word castaway in the Greek means being disqualified and rejected after testing and found unapproved. You know, I'd hate to run in a race, in a Christian race. Maybe run for weeks, months, years. I've been in it for over 52 years, and I'd hate to think that I'd slow up in my race now.
Amen.
Come on.
Hang on to it. I'd hate to think that I'd drop out of the race now. So run ye. Can you imagine Paul, full of the Holy Ghost, having all nine spiritual gifts in him? Can you imagine had power to lay hands on, cast out devils, lay hands on people, they be healed? Man falls out of the third loft down. Paul said, fear not, just lay hands on him, and he raises up. Paul ran. He had a ministry. It lasted between 25 and 30 years. They don't know exactly how many years. That man never stopped running. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgetting those things that are behind me, I'm a pressing toward that prize.
Right.
Can I tell everybody in the house, don't lose your press?
Yeah. Amen.
Come on, everybody in this house, you got mind battles. You got worries, you got doubts, you got fears, you got physical problems. Don't let up. Don't let up. Hold on and keep going. Shoot, Lord. Determined. Lord, I'm determined. Now listen, the moment that Jesus saved you, You are in a race. You entered and started a race for heaven. Believe me, it is the race of your life.
Come on.
It is the race for the very salvation of your soul in the end. How you run it will determine whether you will win or you lose. This is not a physical race on a dirt track where you cross a finish line to receive an earthly reward that'll one day perish. This is a race you entered when you came out of the world. When you started running, you entered not to ever look back to the pleasures of sin that you left behind. You must know that every day you live, it is a race to not be left behind. It is a race that you are running to escape a burning hell. You don't want to go there. We don't want to go there, do we?
No.
You cannot let up. The day that you entered, you made up your mind to go all the way. You told the Lord that. You even told yourself that. I'm going to serve you the rest of my life, Lord. You don't look back. You don't look to the right or to the left, but you stay focused on the goal before you. You leave the past behind you. You put it all behind. When you started this race, you felt. When you started, you felt the seriousness of it. You broke all the ties of the world. You burnt the bridges behind you. And you ain't letting up. You refuse to slow down for anybody or anything. Salvation feels so good that you had the feeling, I'm not slowing down or quitting for anybody. Say it with me, anybody. Say it with me, anything. I'm not quitting for anything or anybody.
God, hello, God.
Not slowing down, not quitting the fight. I'm not quitting to run in. And the striving. Praise God, praise God. Like the song says, I'm running, 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 trying to make 100. I'm running, 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 trying to make 100. I'm running, 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 trying to make 100. 99 and a half won't do. It won't do, Lord. It won't do, Lord. 99 and a half won't do. It won't do, Lord. It won't do, Lord. 99 and a half won't do. When I'm running, raise your little hand. I'm still running, Jesus. I know what I'm running for. Hallelujah to God.
Yes. Come on.
Anybody in this house are running, still running?
Yes.
Amen.
Are you still praising God, worshiping Him?
Amen.
Are you still reaching after Him? How many still hungry in the house for more of Him?
Yes.
Lord, I want more. I want more, God. Listen to Paul. Paul says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. Look at the words, so run. It means the manner in which you run. It's the attitude and the motivation behind it. I know what I'm running about.
Come on.
I know what awaits me. I know what I'm fighting for. I'm not just beating the air, Brother Ron. What did Paul mean when he said, I'm not just beating the air? He's just saying, just like the Olympian fighters boxing in a ring, I find myself in a spiritual ring fighting a different foe. I know who my opponent is. I'm not ignorant of his motives, his moves, and his devices. I have met him many times and had to stand and fight the devil when my body didn't feel like it. He's the enemy of my soul. Paul warns us, I can tell you, the enemy is strong. I've taken many punches. I've been knocked down, but I did not stay down. I've had the breath knocked out of me, but I got right back up. I'm not just going through the motions and swinging in the air, but I'm making every blow count. Hallelujah to God. Yes. So run. I'm fighting. How many's in this house you fought this week? Anybody here fought this week?
Amen.
Mental, physical, spiritual. You've been in a tussle.
Yes.
And a struggle. You're fighting.
Yes.
Paul's telling us, in this race I'm running, the devil and his enemies and the enemies of my soul have thrown many things, say things. Many things in my path. And brought them in my way.
Come on.
My God. To slow me down and trip me up. But I shook them off. And I kept going. I've been attacked in my body. Paul's a saying, God only knows the battles that I've fought in my mind.
Yes.
The enemy has tried to attach things to me. Say attach with me. But I slung them off. Oh, my Lord. And I kept on running. I've been hit many times over and over. I've gotten tired and weary through the years. Have you been there? I have. But I never dropped out. I didn't drop out of the race and I didn't quit. For you see, winners never quit, and quitters will never win.
Right.
I mean, it's thing to win.
Yes.
A crown of life. Eternal life. A home in heaven. To be with my loved ones. To be with Jesus. To worship in his presence forevermore.
Yes.
Oh, God. Look for a moment here at the prize. The prize. The prize Paul speaks of that the Olympian competitors won is not an earthly trophy, but it's a temporary prize and reward. Y'all ready for this? He's a saying that these athletes run for a corruptible crown, but we Christians, believers, run for an incorruptible crown, an eternal reward from God. In other words, Paul is urging us to keep our eyes on heaven. Stay faithful to Christ. Deny the flesh and don't let weariness and distractions make you drop back and quit.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul, when writing to the Corinthian believers, he used the Greek-Roman Olympic Games and their athletes as an example to create an imagery in our minds that if we're going to win in our Christian race, we're going to have to be committed and dedicated.
Right.
Committed and dedicated.
Right.
If we don't discipline ourselves and give it all that we got, we stand the chances of being disqualified and not make it in this Christian race. Paul was familiar with the Olympic Games. In his day, they drew large crowds with high prestige. Everyone who attended these games, both the spectators and the athletes, knew that when the game was over, there would be losers and winners. And that's what Paul's bringing to the Corinthian church. The losers would go home defeated with no reward. They would just fade back into society's life, civilian life, with no recognition and nothing good to show. Every athlete that entered the ground of that stadium knew that if he was going to win, he would have to beat and overcome his opponents. These events included foot races, not just the short distance sprint, but the long, tiring distant ones. Wrestling, combat sports. How far you could throw a javelin, how far, how high you could jump. Here's what I like. The winners in these games did not receive gold, silver, and bronze medals like they do today. When the winner stepped up before the judge, you ready for this? They would place a wreath made of olive leaves and pine and laurel and dried celery around their neck. You mean that's all I'm going to get? I was out there and I ran a 200-yard sprint. I'm soaking wet. My heart's beating up in my chest. And I know I won. I'd like to keel over. Lord have mercy, I lost my breath. I just barely made it across the line, and you're putting celery around my neck? Pine needles?
Yeah.
Would you want this, Sister Sherry? I don't even like celery. Why in the world would you even want to get in a race if you couldn't run get anything any better than that? Hang on a minute. Oh, God, it ain't over. Thank you, Lord. But when they return home, they receive great rewards, gold, and valuable gifts from their loved ones and their friends. The winners got free meals for the rest of their life. Woo! Public honors were given, and they had parades in their name. Hey, Lord, y'all don't see a crown on my head yet, do you? Oh, Lord, I don't see any on your all's heads either. But one of these days, we're going to get a crown of rejoicing and a crown of life. Ain't you glad of that? And we'll be able to have good meals for the rest of our life. Raise your little hand. We'll eat from the tree of life and the bread of heaven and a parade. And you imagine when Jesus comes, I feel him in the house. When Jesus comes and that trumpet sounds, hey, Lord, oh God, with a shout, and he calls us up out of here. And as Jesus leads the way in the parade and enters the gates of heaven, coming down the street, and the song will be played, hallelujah, on the harps, maybe in heaven, here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. Hey, Lord, my Father, I brought the redeemed home. I brought the church. I brought the saints home. Oh, what a parade it'll be. Give him away, my friend, in the house. I'm telling you, gold and silver and gems and precious stones will be in that city.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Can you imagine sitting down at that table, Brother Ron? My gracious sakes. I tell you, children, we don't know what waits on us and the beauty of it all. The Olympian runner says, well, you judges, I stood right here. You judge me and you said, yeah, you made it. Here, I'll just put a wreath around you of pine needles. Yeah, but when I get home, I'll get the gold and the silver. Ooh, Lord, I'll get rewards and free meals the rest of my life. Glory, glory, glory.
Yes, amen.
Greek athletes had to train for months before the games of grueling preparation before they were allowed to compete.
Yes.
They committed themselves to strict regimens of diet and healthy food that would make them strong to maintain good health.
They trained for self-mastery. Like elite athletes, they kept disciplined habits. They learned restraint in things and endurance. Listen to this. They would swear oaths to obey the rules and regulations in order to compete for the victor's crown. They had to do it lawfully and obey the rules. In these games, integrity meant as much as your exertion. If people cheated, they were immediately disqualified and even public whipping if they cheated and didn't go by the rules. In these games, you had an individual responsibility. You was not running for mom and dad or anyone else. This was a personal thing between you and what you was running for. Paul is stressing to us, the church, personal faithfulness. The athletes performed before the judges and the crowds. We Christians live before God and a watching world. What do you think our loved ones feel and think if they see us dropping back and giving up the fight and getting out of the race? What do you think others see when we slow down? Come on, church. It's easy to lose our desire in this hour.
Right.
Yep.
I'm preaching today, teaching today, trying to say you're going to have to keep fighting.
Yeah. Right.
And keep praying. Keep running.
Yes.
Don't let anything, anybody, stand in your way to hinder you.
Right.
You got to make it. When I stand there, I can't stand there on the judgment day for my wife. She can't stand there for me.
Right.
I won't be able to stand there and tell the Lord about my mom and dad. I'm in this thing personal, and I've got to keep the rules. Raise your hand. Say, God, help us.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, to be faithful. Do you feel that? Do you feel that? I've got to be committed. It's now or never. Honest to goodness, I'm telling you, the Lord is getting ready to come. It's right now or never to be committed, and some of us to be recommitted. Oh God, get back in the race. Get back up where you were. Get that place you were in. Get back that desire. Get back what you used to have, what you used to enjoy, what you used to feel. Get the fire burning again. Get the oil back in the vessel. Get that lamp trimmed and burning bright. Get it burning. Get it back. Blessed Jesus. What Paul was telling the Corinthian saints, you're in the race of your life, brothers and sisters, and you're going to have to run in such a way as to win. That means self-control, temperance in all things. Paul was telling them, I've been in this race a long time, but the day that Jesus saved me, I started running. And I've never seen a place to let up or slow down. I'm running not as uncertainly. I know who chose me. And I've never doubted my call. He goes on to tell them, I'm in the fight of my life like the Olympic boxers in a ring. They fight one another to overcome flesh and blood to win an earthly prize. But my fight is different. I'm up against an unseen foe. Satan himself, the enemy of righteousness. He'd like to stop me. He'd like to discourage me and knock the air out of me. Oh, Lord, and take me down. Paul was saying, I'm a battling the forces of hell. I'm not just swinging and boxing in the air, but I'm making every strike count. I refuse to let the enemy mock me off of my feet. I am up against his lies. I'm pulling down strongholds. I'm casting down imaginations to make myself win the lost and dying souls from a burning hell. I'm keeping my eyes on the heavenly prize that awaits me. I'm nearer home than I've ever been in this race. If I keep running and not let up and quit, I know that there's a crown waiting on me.
Yes, amen.
We can't quit.
No.
Has anybody in this house ever been discouraged? Feel what's the use?
Oh, yeah.
Am I accomplishing anything, Lord?
Right.
Oh, God. Tell you the enemy can use things, he can use circumstances, he can use situations just to knock the air out of you. You feel like you ain't getting anywhere.
Right.
Come on. I know there's been times I've slowed up in this Christian race. Have you?
Yeah.
Have you? Slowed up? I know we have our afflictions, sissy. I realize that. There's some times that we can't overcome these physical problems, sicknesses that we have. We're buffeted by them. But oh, it should never quench the desire and the fire in our hearts. Raise your hand right now and say, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's times, Lord, I'm down, I get down, Lord, I know that. I got my physical limitations, Lord. Sometimes I can't go like I want to go in the physical. But Brother Beagle, there's something on the inside. It won't quit. Tell the Lord it won't quit, Lord. I'm not quitting, Lord. There's something in me will not let me quit. I felt it. My Lord, my God. Holy, 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 holy. I felt that there's something in me that will not let me quit. Hey, Lord, give me my hand clap in my house. I'm a running, running, running. The maker of my home. When Jesus saved me, I started a running. 99 and a half won't do.
Man.
Glory, glory, glory to the saints in Galatia. He told the Corinthians and used the Olympic Games. In Galatia, he used the Olympic Games. To the Philippians, he used the Olympic Games. Galatians 5:7.
You did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you.
All right. You did run well. He didn't say what here, did he? He said who? Who got in your way? Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?
Right.
Now listen. Paul's saying this persuasion cometh not of him that called you. It ain't God told you to slow down. Come on. It ain't God persuading you to let up.
No.
The Lord did not tell you to stay home and quit church.
Right.
You were doing good. You had a desire and a vision. It was in your heart. You were running for the Lord, loving Him and serving Him.
Yes.
Who got in your way? Who was it that hindered you? What is it that has discouraged you and slowed you up from serving God with all of your heart to draw back? Now you're on the sideline while the others are still running. They're going to make it, but I'm afraid you won't. Galatians, there are some of you that have let some get in your way. You better get back in the race, Galatians, and run and catch back up to the truth where God's calling you to obey it. Amen. As I close, Paul wrote to the Philippians. He said, I'm straining and pressing toward the goal. Philippians 3:12, not as though I had already attained. I'm not where I want to be, Paul's saying, yet. Either we're already perfect. I'm still climbing. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended to get a hold of it.
Right.
He's just saying, I haven't got there yet. I haven't reached my heart's goal. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. I love this. Reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. My eyes are on the prize and I'm focused on Jesus in heaven now more than ever. Paul wrote to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:4. Timothy, my son, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. This is what Paul was actually telling Timothy. Son, you know that an athlete is not crowned unless he goes according to the rules and the regulations of the judge. You know what you've been taught, son, as a child, and brought up in the oracles and laws of God. Son, you know the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost. You know the truth. You know, Timothy, what conviction is.
Yes.
To come out of this world, to shun its lust, its sin, and leave it all behind. God called you, Timothy, to be a witness and a minister to others to save them. Timothy, it'll not take anything less if you want to overcome and win, to make heaven your home, to be an influence and inspiration to win others. You got to give it all that you got.
Right.
Praise God, praise God. You got to run. You must strive. You have to fight. You're going to have to wrestle. You're going to have to contend. You're going to have to press. Hold fast and endure. You'll have to do all of these things to make it. Glory to God.